This is news from the 6 where we hit you with that real Toronto shit.
This is news from the 6 where we hit you with that real Toronto shit.
This is news from the 6 where we hit you with that real Toronto shit. What's good and good afternoon to everybody in our listening audience today. This is news from the 6 where we hit you with that real Toronto shit. And we're going to be doing a new thing now where we're going to be doing audio versions of news from the 6 every day, maybe every other day. And we're going to be covering short news stories here on the audio platforms. You're going to be getting a video once, maybe twice a week where you do see a visual version of this, especially on Tuesday mornings where we do our regular news from the 6 segment. Now, in our regular news from the 6 segment, for the people who aren't really up to date with what we're doing here, okay, a lot of times when you usually hear us do the audio platforms or the audio versions of what we do, you're usually just listening to the podcast. However, today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different and moving forward by giving these short news segments that you can get on a daily basis to keep up to date about what's going on in Toronto as well as all over internationally in the scene of hip hop and hip hop related type things. Okay, so make sure to leave your comments if you're listening on SoundCloud and any of the different listening platforms where you can leave comments. And, you know, for the people who are listening on iTunes, give us a rating on this show here, because this is going to be a new installment to the We Love Hip Hop Network that you're going to be seeing with the news from the 6 audio version. Okay, now I'm going to be covering a couple of news stories today where, you know, we're going to be going all over the place. Okay, now let me clarify something. This is called News from the 6. So, you know, a lot of times people are just going to be expecting to hear only Toronto based stories. However, we're going to be covering American stories. We cover Toronto stories, of course, the things that matter to us. But the American stories, as well as the different international stories that we cover, we're giving our view from over here in the 6 on what we think about what's going on, okay? So this is not only going to be an informative type of audio segment that you're going to be getting, but it's also going to be an opinion piece on the different news stories that are going on. Okay, so let's start with the news. First thing that we have in news right now is Tekashi 6ix9ine, aka the Lace Front Myute, his Spotify has been hacked. Now, 6ix9ine's Spotify has been hacked by hackers that have been replacing his artwork with dick pics. Now, academics broke the story on his Instagram page, and he advised that the hackers hit him up hit academic and 6ix9ine up, saying that if his demands were not met, that he'd be posting videos of himself ejaculating. Now, I don't know what the real purpose of this hacker, you know, what his motive is, okay, but, you know, like academics are saying on his live, you know, he could have been asking for money instead of just saying, you know, well, if his threats are not met, you know, he's going to be posting like more dick pics, right? There's a lot more things that you could be doing with somebody's Spotify page, i.e. deleting tracks and stuff like that. And for a lot of people, I know a lot of people don't have any sympathy for what's going on with 6ix9ine. Fuck that snitch. Fuck that rat. You know what I mean? Who cares? Yeah, take his page down. But I think that this is an important story because this is something that's going around where people are hacking pages. There's a lot of people who are getting way more savvy when it comes to using the internet, not just the hackers themselves, but people who aren't hackers who are starting to figure out how to, you know, use the internet to their advantage, social media to their advantage, and getting pages taken down and stuff like that, right? So, you know, maybe we could use this as a teachable moment to beware and make sure that you have all of the security features necessary for any of the accounts that you have, especially if there's money involved. Okay, you know, like getting your Spotify hacked, that's a big friggin' deal. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I said, you can have songs taken down that have already accumulated millions of streams, and then to get that reposted and all that, that's a whole bunch of red tape and just a lot of issues and stuff that you don't want to have to go through, right? So stay secure out there. Fuck 6ix9ine. The story is not about 6ix9ine himself. It's just more about the security aspect of it. So, you know, we'll keep you up to date to see if his page does come back. But speaking on, you know, hacking and different things like that, salute to Nana Goody. That's We Love Hip Hop alumni. She was on our show a couple of weeks ago co-hosting. And big salute for her for doing that. But right now, it seems that she has lost her original Instagram page. Now, her page reached about 18,000 followers prior to the page getting deleted. And I had a conversation with her, and from what she advised to me, she said that her page was hacked and then deleted. Okay, so it wasn't a community guideline violation or anything like that from what we know right now. But we know right now it's been kind of popular for a lot of Instagram pages to be getting that, what we call the Instagram head tap, right? Big salute to Gutsy Guts. You know, his page got head tapped a few months ago, and he's now working on building his new page. Make sure to follow that page. That's The Gutsy Show on Instagram. And a lot of different people, i.e. Moolah First, 724 Capo, a lot of different people have lost their pages in the past. So there is a possibility that, you know, Goody has lost her page via community guideline violations. But from what she's told me, she's telling me that it's from her getting hacked, and then I guess the hacker going in and deleting, getting her page deleted. Okay, I know there was a back and forth that she was having with one of the artists that we had on our top six music video list. He wasn't really too fond of her critique of his song and the music video, and he was going on a super tirade, just trying to get at her head top about her commentary. And you know, from there it came to where now her page is deleted. Let's not try to connect the two, you know. Not to say that there's not a possibility that the two can't be connected, but let's not connect the two for now. You know, let's give dude the benefit of the doubt as far as what's going on with that, right? But big salute to Nana Goody, you know what I mean? Like, make sure to follow her new page. She just started a new page up on Instagram, and I'm sure she's not going to really have any problems rebuilding her Instagram following, because she's been out here doing her thing, and she's been lit on the scene. Let me just find, double check to make sure I can find her Instagram page. So it's, yeah, that's Nana Goody with three O's instead of two O's this time, and two E's at the end. Okay, so make sure to follow her up on her new page on Instagram, and hopefully she can get her old page back. Okay, a lot of times a few people have gotten their page back, but then a lot of people haven't gotten their page back. For example, Young Tory, he lost his page as well. I don't know if that was through community guideline violations or anything like that, but now he got his page back, or he started up a new page, and he hasn't been able to accumulate the same amount of followers as he had before. Okay, so just a couple of things that I wanted to mention here for our quick news story. Like I said, we'll be back again tomorrow with the video version, as well as this video version, the regular video version that we put out on Tuesday, with the new Canadian music video list. You're going to be getting that again, okay? But you're going to be getting the audio version as well. So you're going to be able to hear some music in the background, or sorry, the music montage in the middle of the new segment that you're going to get tomorrow of News from the Six. Okay, thank you for tapping in and you know, getting onto this new journey that we have here of adding more audios into our audio platform here. Okay, because not to forget that the We Love Hip Hop podcast started as a podcast. You know, big salute to Gutsy Guts. He has Six Views Uncut podcast as well. This is also an audio, but a lot of times when people forget that a podcast is an audio experience, that if you're getting a video, it's just a bonus. Okay, but that's all I got for today. If I didn't mention in the beginning, my name is Friday Ricky Dread. That's Dred, and make sure to follow me up on Instagram under the same name, or all social media platforms all across the board. Also, make sure if you want to book any time over here at our studio where we do this. This is called the Visionary Art Center. You could hit us up on Instagram, Visionary Art Center, all correctly spelled. Okay, and book your time. Book it as soon as possible, because you know we be getting our bookings really done really quick every month. So you want to make sure to get your booking in for next month. Okay, also make sure to hit up our website, welovehiphop.ca, and I think that's all we got. This is News from the Six, where we hit you with that real Toronto shit, and I'm off. This deuces.